You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound kids 7 to 12 years of age are invited to sign up for the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp, where they will work with top high school coaches in a three-day camp focused on passing, kicking, blocking, and defense on the field of First Energy Stadium. They will also receive hands-on action with the new Browns rookies. Choose from two convenient sessions, June 8th through the 10th, June 15th through the 17th. Don't delay. Sign your kids up today at clevelandbrowns.com. I, for one, am excited just for the draft to happen.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Way too long.
That's what I'd like the draft to happen.
So I don't know. What are we going to talk about after the draft's over?
We'll talk about who we've got.
Oh, for 3 months?
Restructure the 22 that are going to be the starters.
We got the OTAs. We got to figure it all out. P. Myers Golf is disappointed that you're worried about the running back smokescreen.
There are a couple people online that are.
Yeah, they think you're going crazy.
Yeah. I didn't say we needed. I'm not in agreement with it.
You just said there's a 50% chance.
I think there's a 40 to 50% chance.
So where do you get that from? Where is it? What are your sources telling you for you to have such a strong feeling?
I think all the elements are there. They brought in the big names to work them out, which means clearly there's an interest. You don't fly guys in to work them out unless you have an interest. They keep popping up when I look at the so-called experts. You know, it just rap sheet this morning says, I'm hearing Browns at 12, Gurley. I'm like, oh, good God.
But that would be tough, man.
I agree. I don't know how you can justify that.
I mean, fresh off an ACL, highly talented, but then you had to figure, what, you got your running back for the next 4 years? Maybe?
I would take Melvin Gordon over Gurley.
You would take Gurley is pretty much considered to be the better prospect.
He is. No, I don't doubt that, but I worry about that knee.
You have to.
For Gurley.
Yeah. Same reason you worry about Sam Bradford.
So Tony Lawrence tweets at the show, what about a running back like Jay, the Boise State running back in the
What's
third
What's his
round?
Name, Gibbs?
I don't know.
What is it?
J.I.J.?
Yeah.
He's got an injury. He's very talented, but he's got an injury that people are concerned about for his long-term viability. But he's the number three back on Dane Brugler's board. He likes him better. But there are a lot of good backs here. Tevin Coleman, Amir Abdullah, Duke Johnson, T.J. Yeldon, David Cobb. There are a lot of good backs in this draft.
Yeah. A lot of Big Ten backs. They're going to be second, third-round picks, those running backs. Tevin Coleman and Cobb. It'll be interesting to see. You know, I just don't know. To me, Todd Gurley's got to be the next Adrian Peterson for me to draft him at 12. Like a foregone conclusion that he's AP.
Well, I don't know that anything is that much of a foregone conclusion, but I hear you. That's what you need to get out of somebody if you're going to do it at that point. Yep. I definitely agree.
Because
with
I
you
think there. You get a Haloti Ngata in Danny Shelton at 12.
Yep. Although Bill Polian does not like Danny Shelton because of the speed with which he ran the 40-yard dash.
Who cares? I want my dude to go from hash to hash as fast as possible in the NFL. That's what 8 yards.
People were saying, yeah. We had Chuck Smith saying that he was going to be so good. Everybody yesterday. So we are seeing. All right. 216-578-0850, Al in Mansfield. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I was wondering, it's obvious that not all first-round picks work out the way we want them to. Is there anybody there that the Browns have been associated that you think is overrated and you might cringe a little bit if we took them? I'm going to hang up and listen.
First off the bat, and we touched upon it in the first hour, is I think Perriman at 12, because of his hands.
Seems aggressive.
Seems very aggressive and a stretch when we could go get an absolute foregone conclusion in a guy like Danny Shelton or a Bud Dupree as a pass rusher and get the pick of the litter of that second tier wide receivers. That's the Devin Smiths, the Jalen Strongs, Aguilar, or Wheeler from Miami. Any of those guys at 19?
I think those guys, to me, Aguilar I like. I would obviously take, I'd take Perriman at 19 if he was there because he could be.
Yeah, but not
dominant.
At 12.
No, not at 12. To me, at 12, it's one of the big three. And then maybe you look at a Green Beckham at 43 if he's there. Devin Smith could be there at 43. Funchess could be there at 43. There are a lot of receivers. The receiver pool is deep in this draft. It is not like by 43, you do hope they get one of those guys, though, because that will be that's kind of where the sweet spot ends. By 77, it's going to be much thinner as far as the wide receiver position. Tony in North Ridgeville, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify that J.R. Punch, if you don't think that he actually connected with the punch, rewind it and listen. I mean, you can hear it. I mean, I just about guarantee he's sucking out of a straw this morning, that chowder.
Perfect.
Dude.
Good for him. I thought he was in WWE chowder. Hand
he called
smack.
Him chowder. That's perfect. That's as disrespectful as that punch to the face is.
That's right.
Oh, I couldn't stand him the whole series. I mean, I didn't know who I was. Well, after Olenek, I would have rather seen it happen to Olenek, but, I mean, that Crowder, he was...
He was all up in LeBron, you know, a lot of the game, you know, D'ing him up, trying to be physical with LeBron, getting in his face, forced a couple turnovers on LeBron, but ultimately the well-rounded basketball team that we have in Cleveland now prevailed.
Well, what I like is we finally have a tough team, and it's been like I've been a Cavs fan for a long time, and we just have never had a team that's tough and they're going to back up like that. I mean, we've never really had a Perkins to come in there and throw somebody down like that, or a JR. I mean, it's not like we started it. We just finished it.
That's
we
right.
We finished them off in four. And for all these guys that are saying, you know, David Blatt, they're worried about him, and they really like this coach out of Boston. Well, he's 0-4 in the playoffs, and Blatt's 4-0. So, you know, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
There it is.
But real quick on the draft, I don't think Shelton's going to last. I honestly don't. But if he's there, I think you get him without
Agreed.
Even thinking twice about it. I think – I don't know how much you guys like Phil Taylor, but I've been thoroughly disappointed. I watch him get a single team and push backwards. And I think he's overpaid, and I'd like to see him cut. So I'd really like to see Shelton. If Parker slides and Shelton's gone, I'll take Parker. But Terrence West, man, I think he's going to be awesome. I would not draft a running back until later in the draft. I really like Terrence West. Just I'd say look out for him. So I wouldn't mess with that position.
I agree. I think that we're fine. I do. I really think that they're fine at running back right now. That's really how I feel about it. And I think putting an investment in a first-round pick there is, to me, a little bit too steep of a price.
It definitely is. And again, as we continue to talk draft as it's, you know, vastly approaching, do you think there's a shot that there are guys that Ray Farmer's going to select at 12 or 19 that we have not linked to the Cleveland Browns? That we're so far off base.
And there'd be nobody was talking about Justin Gilbert last year.
True. That's my whole point. That
nobody.
And also, too, I think strategically, you know, where we sit at 12 and 19, as I said a couple segments ago, so many different scenarios can play out in front of us, you know, with the top 10 and then that middle 10 of picks. And we pick, you know, right on the backside of the top 10 and almost just in front of that next 10, you know, 11 through 20, just inside that. So much is going to be determined by what's available and the you know, ever not knowing draft board that's inside that room right now and how they have everybody ranked and how this scouting staff, Ray Farmer's staff, evaluates talent, which is different from other places.
Let's go to Daryl in East Cleveland now. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
What's
Hi.
Up, Daryl?
Yeah, I just don't have no faith in Haslam. Because every year, like if you get like a top five pick, you win with stars. We had 10 picks, didn't take not one wide receiver. All our good players are gone. And it seemed like he draft where we're strong at, and then them players are gone. I'll give you an example. Mingo, Sheard was already a star at his position. And you draft Mingo. Now Justin Gilbert, he's not showing anything. Shears gone, Cameron's gone, Dawson gone. So many players. It seems like he's trying to keep us on the bottom, and he's using the picks as some kind of leverage to get. It's like he don't really care if we advance to the top, you know.
Well, you're talking about multiple different GMs across different times making a series of moves. This is, Ray Farmer's had one draft here with the Cleveland Browns. That's it. This will be his second. And I think that overall, if you look at the talent of the roster, he did a good job adding to that talent. I think he'll continue to do so. That's certainly what I hope is going to happen, but that's what it's going to be. Cam in Canada, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What's up, my man? No music,
yeah,
Gibbs? Come on. There we go.
Yeah, if it was 15 years ago, I'm not a huge Cavs fan. I like the Raptors. Like, the Raptors just made Paul Pierce a Hall of Famer 2 years in a row here. So. Very disappointing. But getting back to the draft here, fellas, I didn't realize that Crow and West had those kinds of numbers last year. So you're saying those guys are the best rookie pairing since 66?
Essentially.
Rookie. They're the only tandem of rookie running backs to run for more than 600 yards on the same team since the 60s.
Yeah, so that's close. They're close to a 1,400-yard pair together. And
they were about 1,300 last year.
Yeah, and this is what I think about running backs. I think that running backs are a dime a dozen. And I think if you get, let's say if we get Lyle Collins, someone like that, then I think that these guys become a nickel a dozen. And I'm all for taking two or three of them with the fourth through the sixth pick. No problem. I mean, but they're everywhere. But right now with the 32nd, you know, pass defense running defense in the league, if we don't go that direction, I'm really hoping we have a strong explanation for it. As far as Shelton goes, I don't think Shelton's around past five. I don't think he gets past five.
I think he will. I mean, people are starting to think he's there even at 19
yeah.
now. I think he will. Two-down player, as some people see it now. I think he's a three-down player, but I do think we're going to have a good shot at Danny Shelton. It's one of the interesting ones about the draft, and we're not going to know. The good news is enough of the speculation is going to be over in a few days, and we're going to know it.
I know. It's about time. It really is.
Think about last year. The draft was even like 2 weeks later last year.
I know. But this is the one scenario that I want to be out there, that is a very realistic opportunity, is if in fact the Cleveland Browns do take Gurley or Melvin Gordon at 19, okay? Say West and Crowell beat them out, flat out, regardless of where they were drafted. Their opening day starter is Crowell and West in some way, shape, and form with a mix of Gurley or Gordon, okay? You're giving the Cleveland Browns fans another opportunity to criticize you, you know, on how you selected on a first-round pick, because we have Manziel, who's done very little. We've done Justin Gilbert, who's done very little. Now, another one of our first-round picks is not even an impactful starter as we open up yet another season. And in many people's eyes, that'll be another whiff by Ray Farmer in the first round.
Can't have no more whiffs. No more whiffs for Ray Farmer. We're going to have a good draft. Going to get to it on Thursday. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on this Monday edition, Draft Week Monday of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. For Matt and I, head to Chicago on Wednesday. We'll be with you at the Red Ivy on Thursday. Red Ivy in Chicago on North Clark Street for a live edition of Cleveland Browns Daily on draft day in the draft home city of Chicago, Illinois. So if you're in Chicago, get out there and hang out with us on Thursday at the Red Ivy. We'll be back to wrap it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A reason for the way you turned out to be out.